Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms. Regardless of how you listen, do be sure that you're subscribing to this show so you get every episode automatically every week. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. There are links there to hear the show and subscribe on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and links to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms. You can engage with other listeners and post prayer requests, comments on the show, other thoughts and observations in the Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that too on the website. Please help me spread the word about Catholic Sports Radio. I would be most grateful if you would tell others about the show as I continue trying to get the word out and bring more listeners to CSR. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And I do encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of great testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, maybe it's just me, but I feel like I go to the ego card now and then on Catholic Sports Radio, asking a guest if Satan tried to push that on them. Ego is a mindset. We think we're someone that deserves special attention. It can be cured by rejecting Satan and by simply changing our mindset. I've said before on this show, we are called to holiness and we are called to humility. Just change your mindset, your attitude. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 5 say, "Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus." All right, today on episode 37, I am joined by someone who last year retired following a career in the United Soccer League, having earlier been drafted into Major League Soccer. In college, he played soccer at Seton Hall University, which of course is a Roman Catholic university. He is the director of innovation for Save the Storks, a pro-life organization. He is also the founder of Mighty Kicks, which is an introductory program that teaches basic soccer skills to kids. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Luke Vercolone.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Good to be here.
For sure. Luke, thanks for making time. I'm looking forward to this. And wow, in preparing for today, one thing that I noted, which proves you are Catholic, is that you are one of 11 children.
That's right, Bruce, second oldest of 11, yeah.
Oh my gosh, wow. And what is the breakdown in terms of how many brothers and how many sisters do you have?
Seven brothers, three sisters. So there are eight boys. First six were boys, so my upbringing was a lot of testosterone and sports.
Last week you sent me something that said that your family would pray a rosary on the way to Sunday Mass. You went to confession almost monthly, but when you got to be college age, you were faced with the challenge of staying faithful to God, but also wanted to fit in and be popular. So how did you handle that?
I didn't handle it very well at first, Bruce, honestly. I mean, I was so blessed to be raised in the faith growing up, but it was often more of my parents' faith and that comfortable environment where I was surrounded by it than it was my own personal faith. So, you know, I would go to Mass every Sunday, we'd say our prayers, we'd pray for meals, pray in the evening, and live the faith to a degree, but not in extreme depth because I was never really challenged. It would be like in soccer, you know, playing at the high school level when I have, you know, when you're really challenged, you get better and you can play. If you can play at a higher level and you're playing at the high school level, then you're not really challenged. So it didn't help me to grow in my faith so much. Whereas when I did get to college, I felt like, oh, now it's up to me. Now I can do what I want to do and I can be cool and popular and still go to Mass on Sunday, or I'll still pray the rosary or say my prayers or prayer before meals and whatnot, and I'll be okay. But what happened was I was living a double life in a way, and I didn't have any peace with that. College was definitely a challenge.
Well, listeners, this is starting to become repetitious. If you heard episode 34 with Megan Landry, and then last week's show when I talked with Tanner Kalina, they both mentioned FOCUS, the Fellowship of College University Students. And Luke, in your senior year of college, you met and were then befriended and mentored by a FOCUS missionary, and it seems like things really turned around for you as a result, yes?
Absolutely. It was very transformational. So, you know, as I was wrestling with these challenges and the restlessness and the double life, in a way, in not having peace and not finding it in the worldly promises, but in wanting to practice the faith and wanting to grow my relationship with Jesus, but not having a lot of success with that, even still doing the practices and going to church on Sunday and saying prayers and whatnot, and having my immature faith and immature relationship with Jesus, not finding peace and not finding true fulfillment, and not knowing if it was possible as much as I wanted it, until I met my mentor, Tom Hortz, who was a FOCUS missionary on college campus at Seton Hall, and he lived it. You know, he lived the faith fully, and he had peace, and he had something that I wanted, and he wasn't, you know, what I was afraid of, an outcast. You know, he was a great guy and a likable, relatable person who practiced the faith. And he mentored me, and we talked, and I told him what I wanted, and he said, it can be done, and he helped me to do it. And in giving God all of my life and not just trying to hold on to parts of it, it really transformed my life.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. When you are a college soccer player, where are you looking ahead to, MLS or the U.S. national team or both? Because I wonder, while it's perfectly fine to have those goals, how were you balancing those goals, whether it was MLS or the national team or both, with still making sure that God was most important as opposed to being a pro soccer player is most important?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That balance is challenging. So yes, the goal was MLS. The goal was national team and World Cup. And I wanted all of that. And I had success in college, and praise be to God, got drafted into the major leagues and was in an MLS final and had some success over my 15-year career. But the balance is always tough. I mean, where do you get your identity? And for me, sometimes I would get it in soccer and find fulfillment in succeeding in soccer, but I knew that it had to come from God and from God alone. And what helped me a lot was that that relationship through prayer. And just by prayer in on campus, I would pray for 15 minutes a day, my senior year, that is after my transformation, mm-hmm. In front of the tabernacle. And in the sacraments, prayer and the sacraments are just so powerful, but that personal relationship with God. And when I could talk with God about my my confusions or my discernment about, or like my desires, you know, God, I feel called to pursue soccer. And I would get that consolation from God through our relationship and understand that God is actually calling me to pursue this. Then that gave me great peace, because then there wasn't a contradiction or a conflict. I could pursue excellence in soccer and excellence in my spiritual life and in my faith life. I could be a saint and be a major league soccer player. So that identity and that discernment in prayer and sacraments and understanding that, you know, to do God's will doesn't mean that I can't do the desires of my heart. So that prayer really helped a lot.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Wow. Wow. That's powerful. And it shows the power of prayer and the peace that can come from it. I mentioned that last year you retired. You played 15 years of pro soccer. That has to be a tough time to know that you're walking out of the spotlight. What role did your faith play in transitioning away from being on the field?
It was huge. It was a hard transition. It still is. And a lot of athletes, especially after long careers, have a hard time with it. A lot of people in the military, after a long career, they have a hard time with it, because it becomes such a big part of your life, and it's such a unique calling, you know. So my faith played a huge part of it. I do feel like I made the transition pretty well, praise be to God, but I do think it was because of my faith. The year before I retired, I had some injuries, and I'd never really thought about retirement because I'd been having some of my best career, best seasons as a pro late in my career, in my mid-30s. So I felt like I could play forever. I still do feel physically like I can do it. But, you know, my second to last year, I had some injuries. And at that point, I started thinking about it. And I told my wife, and we were talking and praying about it. And we were like, you know, we're not ready to give this up. This is, you know, it's a big transition. So we're like, we need to start getting ready because maybe it's coming sooner than later. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll prepare that maybe this last season will be our last. And so that was, had a little bit of preparation going in, but then just detachment and identity and prayer. You know, I was actually having a great season last year, and I picked up another injury that really sidelined me for a while. And that was later in the season. And just through prayer and discernment and through the opportunity with Save the Storks and the calling that, that God put me, put on my heart, and the ability to transition into something else that I'm passionate in, and understanding that, you know, I need to end at some point, even if I am capable of or of going on. So with all that together, I have great peace that, you know, it was the right time. And actually, our soccer team did really bad this year, so that helped too.
Listeners, Luke has actually started a ministry that I want to have him talk about. And of course, we will get into the pro-life organization that I referred to in the intro. But first, since this is the second last episode before I go speak in Michigan at the second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity, be reminded that you too can bring me in as a speaker for your event, whether that's a sports night, a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry, where my faith and sports background are a fit. Look for the Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker button on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. There's a short little form there. And then also on the website, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in what I'm doing, if you enjoy the show and want to help out, I would appreciate your support, your help. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself and not getting a paycheck to produce, host, and edit this show every week, which means that all the expenses are having to come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And by the way, I'm happy to give you a shout out for doing so either on social media or even on the show if you wish. Or, of course, it can remain anonymous. And also, for those that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and we'll get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it. See if this ministry might be somewhere that God is moving you to tithe. So, Luke, tell the listeners what Inferno is.
Inferno is a men's ministry that me and a couple of guys felt called to start here in Colorado Springs, where we're trying to create environments for men to be inspired and really that fellowship and friendship in order to evangelize and to be better men in our families and in our community. We feel like that the devil's really attacking men today in our culture and also our families through that. You know, the devil definitely wants to get our families as it's the foundation of our society. But, you know, the men are the head of the household, and men need help. Men are being attacked these days. And so this men's ministry is really powerful. And we have a men's conference coming up in November, November 9th here in the Springs. And Father Mike Schmitz is keynoting that. We're going to have about 300 or 400 men gathering together and being inspired, and we have other spinoffs in men's forums and core groups and prayer and fellowship and accountability and text groups and all sorts of stuff. We've been doing it for 2 years, and praise be to God, the Holy Spirit's really shown up.
Wow, outstanding. And listeners, if you never heard it, go all the way back and listen to the second ever episode of Catholic Sports Radio. Kyle Schmidt was the guest, and you'll hear, as Luke just mentioned, Father Mike Schmitz, you'll hear a reference to Father Mike on that and how that connection was made that made that be the first guest that I ever brought on. But Luke, of course, we do want to hear about Save the Storks, if you would talk about that, please.
Yeah, so like I said, as my career, as I was discerning retirement with pro soccer, I felt a strong calling to ministry and towards evangelization and towards ecumenism or cross-denominational evangelization and ecumenism. So just praying about it and volunteering with some pro-life groups, and I was directed to Save the Storks, and I really fell in love with their mission. And this was actually about 2.5 years ago. So before I'm employed by them now, but before that I was volunteering with them. I just fell in love with their mission and the way that they approach pro-life. And they do it in such a way with love and compassion, with mercy, and without judgment, shame, guilt, condemnation. So I fell in love with their approach. I felt called to be a witness here and to be a big part of it too. And it's a great opportunity to answer that calling that God put on my heart and be proactive in the pro-life field. So instead of being a pro athlete where, you know, I love the competition, I love the camaraderie, I love the challenge. I mean, you definitely get that in the pro-life arena as well. So it's been an awesome transition. Our ministry is doing amazing things, revolutionizing the meaning of pro-life and serving women and saving babies. And more tangibly, you may have heard of us through our mobile medical ministry, where we partner with pregnancy centers and we have mobile medical units, these big stork buses, where we'll park outside of an abortion clinic or on a college campus and just let girls come on for free ultrasound, free counseling, consultation, support, resources. We partner with pregnancy centers and help them to do their mobile ministry effectively in that regard. So we have over 50 stork buses across the country, and we're doing such amazing things to serve these pregnancy centers who are really the heroes in the pro-life movement, doing the day-to-day, the grassroots, the foot soldiers, if you will. And we come in as the air supply and support them and help them do their ministry even better. So it's awesome to be a part of, especially today. The pro-life is and pro-abortion, and abortion is everywhere in the news and in politics and the media. So it's an important time for me to be in this movement, and I'm honored to be here with Save the Storks.
Wonderful, wonderful. And listeners, I'm going to put a link to their website on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net. So when you go and you see the pictures of Luke, the quotes from this episode, etc., we'll have a link to that as well. Luke, you're also involved with the Knights of Columbus too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, first degree knight. Not too heavily involved just because of time commitments with the five kiddos that I get at home and the beautiful wife. But that, and I also started an apparel ministry called Be a Saint. But that's more of a hobby, but mainly just that message I want to get out there. Fierce holiness, productive, proactive holiness, being a saint, being a beast for Christ. So have that ministry as well. So a few different directions, but mainly I'm full-time here with Save the Storks and just loving to evangelize through this calling.
And Be a Saint is one of the tabs that I have open on my web browser. So listeners, I'll put a link to that one too on Luke's show page. By the way, you just mentioned your family, but congratulations. I understand that your family will be growing soon.
Yes, thank you. Baby number 5 exiting the womb January 10th. So the baby's already here, but my wife is still carrying him around in her room. We're actually, yeah, I think I can say the name, but ironically, the patron saint of athletes. So Sebastian, we're having a baby
boy.
Hope my wife doesn't beat me up for this.
And your current children, the breakdown of boys and girls?
So now we have 2 boys and 3 girls. My oldest is 9, Augustine, then Gemma is 7, Estella Maris is 5, and Zaylee Luis is 3. And Sebastian will be born in January.
Well, congratulations. And ironically, listeners, I was just mentioning there a minute ago about the second ever episode of Catholic Sports Radio. And so we're going to pray for you and your wife, Luke, as January 10th gets closer. But on the third ever episode, Rebecca Dussault, a former Olympic skier, she was pregnant at the time, and we were all praying for her. I understand, speaking of St. Sebastian, I understand that you have a favorite saint or two. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We love the saints. Yes. So, yeah, St. Sebastian. I mean, Augustine is my oldest. And just as we were pregnant and thinking about names, his name just kept coming up in prayer and in quotes. So We love him. We love John Paul II. Saint Sebastian was a patron saint of Rome. Padre Pio is a big patriarch in our family. Saint Joseph. And then if you don't know, Zélie and Luis were the parents. Zélie and Louis were the parents of Thérèse, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and they're also saints as well. So that's where our fourth child gets her name from, the parents of St. Thérèse, and so many great saints in our tradition that we get to learn from, be inspired by, and have them intercede for us. So we are grateful that they're praying for us daily.
Yeah, and I did want to mention, listeners, that there is an importance to the saints. My spiritual director used to say, church isn't a museum for saints, it's a hospital for sinners. At the same time, it is still very valuable to think of, for example, maybe who is the saint that your confirmation name was chosen as a result of, and go back and do some reading on that saint if you've kind of lost touch, if it's been a while, and take encouragement from what Luke is saying. This is one of the things that he speaks about when he goes out as a speaker, is the importance of the saints, and you're hearing it firsthand. So, Luke, thank you for making time to be on the show, and thank you for the great work that you and Save the Storks are doing, and even your Men's Inferno mystery there. You're doing a lot of things for the kingdom, and just another great example for the listeners to take encouragement from.
Oh, Bruce, it's been my pleasure. I hope everybody, I wish everybody the best, and pray for me and my family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And listeners, with this being my first show back after having made my weekend, in a nod to my Curcio brothers, I'm tempted to close with an athlete's prayer for Luke or one of the others that we sometimes do, but we're going to close today with the prayer to the Holy Spirit, since we said this one several times on my just-completed Curcio weekend. So let's do that together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all three of those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.